This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, our friend Will Manso is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Will Manso, sports director at Local 10. You see him on FanDuel Sports Network Sun during Heat games. Heat play tonight. Are you ready to talk about the fourth quarter from last night, Will, or are you still getting over that?
I mean, I tried to forget it immediately, but it's been stuck in my mind because I don't think I've ever seen anything like it. A 24-0 run to start a quarter? I mean, I've never seen that before. I'm curious if it's happened, but I sure as heck never seen it.
Before the quarter started, it was like, oh, Heat with a 10-point lead. It was something like Heat with a 10-point lead, you know, what could go wrong now? Like, it was kind of a cutesy little tweet, but you had no idea how prescient you were.
No, I wish I was wrong in that case. I knew, look, we prepped all game, right, as fans and as covering the game. Like, they're going to make a run. They're the best team in the NBA. And for three quarters, every little run the Thunder made, the Heat withstood. They had a 10-point lead going into they outscored them in the first. They hung around within one or two in the second and third. So I knew a run was coming. I don't think anybody knew that was coming. I mean, that was unreal.
And, Will, headed into those teams, we were talking about it yesterday, OKC is one of the best teams in the NBA. They have the MVP on the team and all that stuff. Like, heading into these games, like, what should we be saying? Because I said it yesterday, like, Tyler has to go crazy. That was my whole thought. Now with this, Bam's going to get his 20. Tyler goes crazy. That's our chance to win. Is that am I off on that?
I think it has to be more balanced than that, Channing. I don't think – because the thing is, Tyler going off, right? Tyler last night was coming back from a stomach bug. I don't know how – if he was 100% or not. You know, he didn't make an excuse, but he only took 12 shots. He was 5 of 12. He led 14. Defenses are going to keep attacking him. You've seen it the last week and a half. On the plus of that attacking Tyler, Bam has come to life the last 7-8 games. But, guys, I think we've seen enough of Tyler and Bam, what they are together, and they could be so good that they can't do it alone, though, because they're not like 40-point scorers. I mean, they're guys that are going to get you 20 to 30 on a good night, you know, but you still got to come up with another 60, 80 points somewhere else. You know what I mean? And especially in this NBA, the Heat will win some ugly 95, 93 games, 101, 98 games. But when you play the top teams, I mean, they held Boston to 103 a couple nights ago and still lost by 18. You know, they have to find offense outside of Bam and Tyler. You hope part of that is Wiggins gets more comfortable, but they're going to need more than just those two guys down the stretch.
But Will, and look, I know right now on social media, there's a lot of people kind of calling out Spo, and that's not my intention here because I think Eric Spoelstra is the best head coach in the NBA. Like, at what point, because this is the third time this season, the Heat in a 2025.
Never happened before, by the way. The right. Shot clock era, that had never happened before in a season three times. It only happened by the Heat another time. So, it hadn't happened in years. Never happened before anybody other than the Heat. It's just unbelievable that it's happening.
At what point, though, yesterday, 24-0 run by Oklahoma City. You blow a 22-point lead against Orlando, 9 points against Brooklyn. Does Spo just have to say, hey, somebody go to the rack? Somebody get to the paint? So, like, at what point do we say, okay, yes, we can question whether or not it's coaching? Because, look, I'm not pinning any of this specifically on Spo, but I do think there are some fair criticisms to either the rotations or you know, just like a lack of some sort of decisive decision of, hey, we have to stop this avalanche now. Here's what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, look, two things can be true, right? Spo is probably the best coach in the NBA. Certainly gets voted on every year, and his track record speaks for itself. That can be very true, and at the same time say, he hasn't done a good job in fourth quarters of late. He hasn't done a good job figuring out his rotation, and that's okay to say because I think no one knows that better than Spo. Like, Spo understands he's got to find a way. Like, you can't – sometimes people create rosters. Like, they got to go get a star. You should have gotten KD. Man, they whiffed on Lillard and all these conversations. Eric Spoelstra, none of that matters to him. He has a roster that he has to make the most of. And there's enough talent on this roster to not get outscored 24-0. So I think Eric Spoelstra, any criticism that comes his way about the way this team has played, in particular of late in fourth quarters, has to be fair criticism. I mean, he has to fan. Like, last night you didn't start banning Tyler before. I think you're hoping you could at least have some sort of resistance for a couple minutes before you bring him back. It may be a point where, like, man, you got to lead like that. Just go for the jugular. Leave your guys out there. And if they get tired at the six-minute mark, then you figure it out. But you can't allow that to happen. So, yes, I think any criticism of Spo in this situation is fair. I mean, he's a head coach. He's a great coach. Like I said, I think the best in the NBA, as you said, but he's not perfect. And there are things with this team and this rotation that he has to continue to figure out, especially after the trade with the new guys here.
And to that point, Will, like, figuring it out, like, they knew, like, they traded for Andrew Wiggins. Like, we all watched Andrew Wiggins play before. They knew what can Kyle Anderson do. Like, is there a figuring out, like, what's that figuring out process of learning how to use these new guys? And I know they're not all stars, but just is it where, to Solana's point, to what you just said, where, okay, now we see the vision of why this is, yeah, this was a smart idea.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the number one word that comes to mind in every conversation that I have heard or had in the last week since the trade is spacing. You know, in a trade like this, you've got to figure out how the spacing is going to work. And spacing is all about who's on the court at the same time, right? So who are you pairing who with? Like, Wiggins with Davion is the way he's gone. And by the way, not everything has been bad since the trade. While they haven't won games the last couple of games, you've seen what Davion Mitchell could be. The speed that he provides at the point guard position is something we haven't seen in a long time in a Heat uniform. I mean, he is quick. He's everywhere. You can see a lot to like about him that the Heat have been missing. In Wiggins, I think his track record speaks for itself. I mean, he's a very consistent quality 18 to 20 point scorer. I think that will come. Again, I think it's just, who do you pair him with? You play H. When Duncan's back, where do you go with Duncan? Who's your, you know, who are you going to off the bench? You're going to continue to ride Terry as he struggles. I mean, at what point do you pull the plug on that and go another direction? I mean, these are things that, aside from the new guys, just even the guys, the way their roles shift around, Hayward, Highsmith, guys like that, what do you do with them? That's why Spo's paid the big bucks, and he's got about 30 games to figure it out. Look, the Heat are going to be, once again, in that play-in mix. If you look at the East, there's like 10 teams that are in that mix. After that, everybody's terrible. So they're either going to be in that 7-10 play-in game, or they're going to find a way to get a 5 or 6 seed. They got 30 games for Spo and everybody else to figure out the best way to do it.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.